This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders won Saturday in Nevada's presidential caucuses, taking the overall lead in delegates and cementing his front-runner status. The 78-year-old Vermont senator successfully rallied his fiercely loyal base and tapped into support from Nevada's large Latino community as the Democratic contest moved for the first time into a state with a significant minority population. Campaigning in San Antonio, Texas, Sanders told supporters his campaign got support from all kinds of Americans.
In Nevada, we have just put together a multi-generational, multi-racial coalition, which is going to not only win in Nevada, it's going to sweep this country.
The victory, while encouraging for Sanders and his supporters, only deepens concern amongst establishment-minded Democratic leaders who are afraid that the self-described Democratic socialist is too extreme to defeat President Trump. South Korea reported 123 new confirmed coronavirus cases and a fourth death from the disease, taking the national tally to 556, according to the Korean Centers for Disease and Control. On Sunday, more than half the additional cases were found to be linked to a church in the southeastern city of Daegu. That's after a 61-year-old woman known as Patient 31, who attended services that's there last week, tested positive for the viruses. In Italy, meanwhile, thousands of people were on lockdown after hundreds came into contact with about 54 people who were confirmed infected. Two Italians have died. The death toll in Iran rose to 6. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A UN report said Saturday that Afghanistan passed a grim milestone with more than 100,000 civilians killed or hurt in the last 10 years. The report released by the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan comes as a week-long reduction of violence agreement between the U.S. and the Taliban takes effect. UNAMA Human Rights Chief Fiona Fraser said the UN welcomes any effort that will reduce the number of deaths and injuries in Afghanistan.
As the UN, we welcome any effort to reduce violence that may also then reduce civilian casualties. What we want to see here in Afghanistan is an end to the fighting and zero casualties.
The reduction of violence paves the way for a February 29th signing of a peace accord that Washington hopes will end America's longest war, bring U.S. troops home, and allow intra-Afghan negotiations to begin. Iranian media were saying Saturday that preliminary results of Friday's parliamentary election are showing conservatives winning about 70% of the 290-seat chamber. Many observers, however, are pointing to extremely low turnout in many parts of the country. Edward Uranian reports.
Amateur video broadcast by Arab and Iranian media showed several men outside an Iranian polling station claiming that electoral officials had stolen Friday's parliamentary election. VOA could not independently confirm the claim, but dozens of video reports by citizen journalists on social media appeared to show extremely low turnout at most polling stations. Despite the apparently low turnout, Iranian media continued to show video of President Hassan Rouhani asserting that Friday's election was a glorious event in the history of the country and of the 1979 Islamic Revolution.
That's Edward Uranian reporting. South Sudan opened a new chapter in its fragile emergence from civil war Saturday as rival leaders formed a coalition government. A day after President Salva Kiir dissolved the previous government, opposition leader Riek Machar was sworn in as his deputy. Kiir declared the official end of the war and a new dawn in South Sudan.
It will be our responsibility to restore people's lives and to inspire them once again to believe in the Republic of South Sudan.
The world's youngest nation slid into civil war in 2013, 2 years after winning a long-fought independence from Sudan. Nearly 400,000 people were killed as supporters of Kiir and Machar clashed. For more, be sure to visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.